We all know a guy who only occasionally shaves for big occasions, and it's because that occasional shave really hurts. It's the time of year for big occasions, and yet there he is, suffering with that cheap drugstore razor. Let's help him out. Henson Shaving's line of razors, built with aerospace precision, deliver a smooth shave your dad, brother, and even son can enjoy, eventually. With replacement blades just 10 cents each, you'll buy it once, and they'll use it for life. How's that for the perfect gift? Celebrate with 100 free blades on your first purchase, and no subscription headaches. HensonShaving.com/holiday.
Between aging and busy lifestyles, many women struggle with maintaining their physical and mental wellness. At AquaVita Concierge Healthcare Services for Women, we can help you revitalize your health and reclaim your life. We start from within by balancing your hormones, allowing your body to achieve and maintain desired weight goals. We also specialize in peptide therapies, regenerative medicine, sexual health, and aesthetics in our state-of-the-art facilities. Feel better, look better, live better. At AquaVita, visit aquavitality.com and begin your journey today.
Oh, me? Am I hosting today? What's happening right now? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the DraftKings Rainmaker Show. What a great way to start here. I got my guy, Ben Raza here. Jazz Raz DFS over on the Twitters. Go follow him there. He has a lovely tweet out there into the stratosphere. This is exciting. We were planning everything out pre-show. Got a lot to get to for this US Open. I'm very excited. It's in my backyard here in Los Angeles, California, LA Country Club. Ben, how excited are you for this week?
I'm pretty excited. Yeah, I know this is right in your backyard. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff, of course, but this course really does seem different and unique and just like cool, honestly. I can't wait to see it just play. There's a 75-yard hole potentially. There's like 300-yard par threes. You just don't see that stuff every day. I know I'm filling in for Greg, but I'm actually very, very excited to talk through this fresh off. Do we have to bury the lead? Do we get it out of the way right now? You're just printing some money, some good results for you in the Rainmaker streets lately.
Yeah, UFC last week was very, very kind. We did the UFC show, Greg Ehrenberg generally. I'll take up hosting duties for that, and then he'll be the analyst. And then for PGA, I'm generally the analyst. But of course, we've got Ben joining us here today. Golf extraordinaire here over at Stochastic. Excited to have him along for the ride. Pick his brain about LA Country Club. The only golf course in Los Angeles I've somehow never played. Very exclusive little joint to be joining there. Tough to get on, that's for sure. I'm excited to go walk it and see it for the very first time in my life. I've been on the putting green, but that doesn't really count. Beers on the putting green, that doesn't count, right?
I don't know. You've been a lot closer than me. I don't think I've ever stepped foot on a real golf course. So what do I know?
There's that. You know a lot else about golf, and that's why you're here.
You don't need to know that. Yeah. No, we're good.
Well, we're talking DraftKings Rainmakers, my friends, and there are a lot of things to get to here on the onset before we dive into this tournament, into some of the best buys that we could be looking at for this week as well, looking at expensive players, cheap players, guys that you can round out your Rainmakers lineups with. But I'm starting, of course, with the starter pack. You can start with an individual player. There's Rory McIlroy, there's John Rahm, there's these guys of this nature. Of course, though, Scottie Scheffler are going to be the main featured card. It's the most expensive that exists on the marketplace right now at every single level, whether that's core, rare, elite, legendary, rainmaker, doesn't matter what it is. He is the guy that you want to be getting to, and he's going to carry a lot of popularity as people have been joining. Those cards are more in circulation. But it's really just kind of a no-brainer to me. If you were to start with one golfer amongst the elite players, do you start with Scottie Scheffler for sure, Ben?
It's hard to, I mean, there's always, I think, a caveat of game theory, no matter what format you're playing, where at some point you say, I want to roll the dice. But taking that out of it just for a second, it's hard to argue with a guy that seemingly has a floor of like top five if he loses nine strokes putting. If he loses no strokes putting, he just wins, it feels like. And obviously, being a little an exaggeration, but the tee to green game is so far off the charts compared to everybody else, I don't know how you argue against it. So, of course, you're going to have options, but Scheffler, I mean, checks every box besides an important one with the putter.
Yeah, important one. He's putting like Luke List. That's never a compliment to anybody who is putting. It's basically the absence of putting, but I think you're pretty much starting your packs off with him no matter what. You play the best available cards that you have in your lineups week in, week out. Again, we get targets. We try to find guys with long-term value that might be playing in tournaments that aren't necessarily just these majors where we have the biggest prize pools available in DraftKings PGA Tour Rainmakers, but we're also looking at things like, you know, earlier in the season, the Corrales, and then looking forward, the Barracuda, things like this, where you get a player that might be 15 to 1 that would normally be 125 to 1 here at the US Open. So we're looking at things like that to have long-term utility. It's why I've been talking about Rory week in, week out, where he was a low buy low, comes off a couple of nice weeks, cards go up in value, and hey, I'm going to be holding on to it because we are looking forward to the FedEx Cup playoffs. He's got a ton of utility there, but my friend, that is not all we have going over there, because there are a ton of bonuses available this week in the DraftKings Rainmakers PGA Tour streets. Let's start with the Pro Shop Pit Stop, where users can spend $10 or more in the secondary market. So just a purchase of $10, period, on a single PGA Tour Rainmakers player card. Get yourself somebody elite up top there. That's kind of the best way to go about it. You're going to get yourself a PGA Tour booster pack that will then be hitting your account on Sunday. That'll give you a utility going forward for every tournament the rest of the year, including one major left to go, the Open Championship. There's also the tourney tee off. You can have users who can enter a rare contest. If you enter any rare contest there on Thursday, you're going to get $20 in DK cash just for entering. So I'm looking at the single entry there. Going to be a fantastic opportunity. Craft and Burn went live last week. You can definitely check out anything that I'm doing. I'm going to have a VOD covering a lot of the ins and outs of that process for you as well. It's an exciting time to be jumping in on these streets. If you haven't been involved in DraftKings Rainmakers yet to this point, this is a great week, a great entry point, because, well, your cards have more utility with more money in the player pools. So check it out. Starter pack below for sure. But let's start breaking down the tournament, my friend, because that is what you're here to do. We're talking LA Country Club here for the US Open. And what are your initial thoughts at looking at this golf course? Besides, you'd said it before, some wild yardage discrepancies on the par threes and a couple of other golf holes where I think there's going to be a lot of forced carries into 175 to 225 yards for approach shots. Don't see that every day on the PGA.
No, you certainly don't. And so I think it lends itself again, to a lot of unique situations where what I love to do at rotationals, at places that we don't see, is skill set stack. And when you're looking at the marketplace, maybe you get a list together and you say to yourself, okay, I want five of the premier iron players on tour, or five of the premier scramblers on tour, and you pick up kind of those type of options to craft some teams that are all working together. Because is it really impossible that we look back on LA Country Club and say, wow, driving distance was really the overarching theme, and I really wish I had five bombers on my teams? And I think that's really a plan that you can approach this week that has a reasonable shot to really help you out.
I definitely agree with that. We can also pay attention to potentially some wind coming in for Thursday, Friday. And because you're playing five players as opposed to six in traditional DFS, and because there's no salary cap, it is very easy to tee time stack some of these majors, more so in Rainmakers, I think, than sometimes when you're looking at a board where you're forced into salary constraints, you're forced into other things in regular DFS. Pretty easy to see a potential draw at any major championship, especially as the greens get baked out throughout the week. Early Friday afternoon is kind of the main spot where you could see some issues with that, and it pops up from time to time. But US Open specifically, because the USGA, they like diabolical golf. But looking at some of the top end of the core plays, which is kind of what we're focused in on here on this program, there are also rare cards that you definitely want to get take advantage of in the marketplace that have some utility. I'm going to be having some Denny McCarthy, some of those mid-range cards that I've been collecting over the course of this season. But amongst the studs, and the studs being Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, Victor Hovland, I'm going to put up there in that 10K range in regular DFS, and then the expensive cards here for Rainmakers, who are your favorite targets?
So, yeah, I mean, where's Rory fall for you? Because he doesn't hit he's on the $9,900, you know, in traditional DFS.
We'll count it.
Round him up?
Yeah, sounds fair.
Okay. Because you mentioned some of the utility for him going forward, but I don't think it's just planning ahead. I think that Rory is certainly finding his game. You can take it both ways. When he's in contention in a field like the Canadian Open, you do expect him to close, and he did not. He did not play well on Sunday, but he also was in contention, and he's playing pretty good golf. So I look at him, if you're looking for that next guy, or you're playing game theory and you say, I'm not going to use Scheffler, I'm going to go Rahm and Rory and some of those guys, I think that's a very interesting build. I want to hear your thoughts on Xander and Homa, two California guys that they're not in the top tier, but they're certainly in the conversation for exposure this week.
So it's my understanding that Max Homa has the course record here that he shot during the Pac-12 championship. What a nice venue for a Pac-12 championship to show up at LACC and go give it a run. We saw this with the Walker Cup too. The guy has some experience out here, and it's a player that I definitely could get behind. I don't like the current form. I don't think anybody though likes the current form. And I think that could definitely make him more of a buy low candidate. Maybe somebody that isn't as available in terms of, in DFS, he's going to be sub 10%, I think, for sure. With Rainmakers, it's always interesting because it really matters how much of that car is in circulation. I like that he played well at the beginning of the season, and therefore, you know, it wasn't an opportunity for Rainmakers to come in and say, hey, we're going to give you the starter packs of Max Homa being one of the premier players. So there's less cards of him that are in circulation. He might not be somebody people put into their main core type lineups with, you know, with you have Scheffler and Rahm and Hovland. Maybe people don't click on a Max Homa to be along for the ride there. So I think it makes a really interesting single entry target for the core contest, for the rare contests in the single entries. And then, yeah, these large field ones, I doubt he carries any captain ownership whatsoever.
And that's the other aspect of this. It's not just about, you know, who are the five guys that you want. It's who are you looking to really allocate, maybe even in the same construction, but you have an aggressive captain. And Homa, I think the big question that we're all trying to answer, we know the guy's a player. He's won Farmers, Wells Fargo, Genesis. Majors has not done anything relative to how good he is. And this is clearly his best opportunity in his career so far to make a mark there, coming off a top 10 at Charles Schwab. I'm fine with it. Like you said, the circulation isn't as extreme. So Homa's on the list, but talk about checking boxes. Xander is the US Open machine. He's never finished worse than 14th in six attempts. It's just crazy. He went to San Diego State. He was born in San Diego. What's not to like about Xander?
Nothing. You don't like Xander? He's phenomenal. I'm not besmirching the good name of Xander Schauffele. I mean, I got to play some golf against Xander Schauffele the old SCGA Amateur Championship. I shot the same thing as him the first round. We had a 12-shot disparity in round two. That was fun. Fun stuff. Good job, Eric. Thanks for coming. Have a nice day. It's almost like these guys are really, really good. So there's that. Xander Schauffele definitely going to be a buy, I think, for this week as well. The Southern California contingent, him and Cantlay, we didn't even talk about him. He stands out also in our top player probabilities in our free, yes, you heard me, free PGA Rainmaker projections we have going over at stochastic.com. So you click on the golf section up there, the PGA section that we have, scroll down to DraftKings Rainmakers PGA Tour projections, and here you are, Patrick Cantlay, 3.9% top player probability, 18% chance of having a top five there, and DraftKings Sportsbook odds sitting there at 14-1. That's the, I believe, fourth best number that exists on the board. Fifth. Rory's just inside of him there. Scheffler down to 6-1 at this point in time.
Crazy.
What a time to be alive. But I want to start with this guy because this is somebody that's popping in our projections, and he's been popping all season long. I think the Sunday maybe gives him a little momentum coming from Canada to here. What do you think about Tyrrell Hatton, who now is down to $15? He was up to $18, $19. In a shorter, a smaller field, if you will, amongst the elite players at the Canadian Open. You still got enough of them, but he's now less expensive than some of the players we just talked about. Is he a buy for you this week with his exceptional iron play?
Yeah, I think you have to look to it. You know, when you think about Hatton, certainly the time, you know, at the beginning of the year, if you're planning out your Rainmaker schedule, you think of the Florida swing. He's done so much work at API. He's done so much work on Bermuda Greens, but he hasn't stopped at all. I mean, the guy has been fantastic, six straight, really, really good showings, all inside the top 20s, coming off the third place in Canada. Now, there's always the caveat with Hatton. He may just hate this course and just freak out. But man, you mentioned the price has come down a little bit. He seems like that type of play. And looking at our projections for Rainmakers, I think you can make a reasonable case that a guy like Hatton is a worthwhile buy this week.
I think so for sure. I think that $15 coming in now, he seems like he plays just about every single event that's of any esteem as well. And then jumping over to the Open Championship, as I'm thinking about Royal Liverpool and what we have coming up, I'm definitely going to be in on him on that golf course. And you see those spike, you see that spike in terms of player, in terms of prize pools here for the Rainmakers contest. So I want to be targeting some of those bigger contests and have players that I think are suited for those golf courses as well. A little bit of the look ahead. And I know my friend Jesse, our friend Jesse, downsided me over on Twitter just saying, oh, I just play the best available cards. That's definitely one way to do it. Yeah. But Tyrrell Hatton, I still think is a buy here. And I think $15 is a pretty good number if you're starting a lineup and you don't want to be going up to a $37 Scottie Scheffler or a $28 John Rahm. I could see lineups starting with the likes of a Homa and Tyrrell Hatton. That's less than $30 to have a pretty good base for this week.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to ask you because, again, you've been in these streets for a while. You've done different sports. I know it's always a balance between I want the obvious, just give me the best players. If I can afford it, I'll buy them up. Versus I want to make a stand with someone, not crazy. I'm not taking a guy that has no chance. But the fields are so deep in a major. You know, the win equity is so dispersed. We haven't even scratched the surface of guys, you know, the Justin Roses of the world, Hideki, guys like that, you know, DJ types. How low do you look to go? And are you comfortable kind of making some of those stands with guys that maybe won't be that popular?
Yeah, so Rose and Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler are three players that don't have cards available for Rainmakers purposes. And then we have none of the LIV guys. So it does kind of consolidate your player pool here on Rainmakers compared to what you're looking at for regular DFS this week. And you started talking about it. How far am I willing to drop? I'm willing to drop as far down as players that I have cards of, period. And just rounding out lineups with multiple guys in the 7K range, maybe playing some of these contests that aren't the core, that where there's maybe no realistic chance to win with those kind of cards, where you can maybe get yourself a pack or two, things of like that nature to round out your lineups. But that's where we start running into Jason Day, who has a $4.98 card. I think there's win equity there. You run into a Siwoo Kim sitting at $5.14. Hideki at $7.50 for his core card. These are all players. This next tier, I am littered with cards of these guys because, well, I do want to have some type of differentiation. I want to round out some of my lineups that have the expensive studs with some different players and not just playing, you know, all the 5-10K players and trying to be quote-unquote optimal. What do you think about that strategy?
I mean, it with the U.S. Open, it feels like one of the better times to do that. How often? I mean, just look at any U.S. Open cut. There's three or four big names that are not making this cut. It's just that is the nature of the beast. These are difficult courses. It's not like the Masters. It's not like some of these other events. So to me, this is actually a better time to open it up a little. Again, you don't want to go crazy, in my opinion, but there are names that I think can get in the mix that we would view as the mid-range of traditional DFS pricing, you know, the 7K range. But you look at those names and you've got the Tony Finaus of the world, guys like that. And I, again, it's case by case, but I think you're spot on. It's a tricky course. And it goes back to what I said originally. I really think you want to group maybe by some narratives of how hard, like winners 15 under, that would be a huge shock. I would allocate my cards and my builds differently versus winner is plus two. I think that's a really important thing to recognize.
So let's kind of talk through what that build looks like, shall we? Because we've got 10 minutes left on this program. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if this is your first time checking out a Stochastic show. If you're involved in DraftKings Rainmakers, fantastic stuff. You should be able to follow along pretty easily. If you're new, check out the starter pack in that video description box below. $0 to be able to come in, try out the product, see for yourself how much fun it can be. And hey, being able to start with 8 cards for this week and being able to go into the craft and burn, find a couple of extra cards to round out lineups, that is going to be a huge edge that not everybody is doing. So take advantage of it. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun here this week, but let's talk through what some of these skill-based lineups can look like. We could go to the completely poor putters of the world type thing, where Scottie Scheffler's your stud. You can add a couple of other pieces, whether it's, you know, Tony Finau's been putting pretty decently this season, but I think of Hideki traditionally, even though that putter's been heating up here of late as well. I mean, there's just so many different ways to go with iron play, I think, specifically. But what is the skill set that you think matters most at LACC, and who are the players we should be targeting?
So I think, again, you're going to have to make some decisions with it. What I'm really focused on, mostly, it's not driving distance, but it is off the tee, gaining off the tee. And that's more of a total driving. Like, if you're very accurate, I don't think you need to be, you know, being super aggressive, but I feel pretty confident that you're going to need to get it out there or keep it straight one way or another. You can't be spraying, and sure, you have no chance at a place like this. So I look at some of these guys, and obviously we talked about the Hovlands and the Xanders and those guys that are really good. But then you have guys down the list. I mean, do I bring up a Gary Woodland, a Cam yeah. Young, types like that, who I think are really, really risky. But when they get to the courses, they feel comfortable. I mean, I just think to the Open last, when Cam Smith won, and Cam Young and Hovland were up there, and no one thought that, because the course played differently. And I don't think it's impossible that that's the type of thing here. Now, Cam Young's really struggling, so I don't want to make a strong case for him. But at the same time, those are the type of players I think are worth a reasonable buy at what is going to be a depressed price point.
Yeah, Cam Young, I would have liked him to miss the cut last week. I had to miss the cut bet on him. That he snuck in there. He lost 2.8 with the approach, which I think is more concerning to me. Losing 1.1 with the putter, I think, is massive improvement for him, which is saying something at this point in time. But yeah, he's the kind of player that I think has that volatility to maybe pull it off here this week, or put himself into contention, which is really what you're looking for. It's just like you are in DFS. You're going to need the winner in either format for sure, but you're going to be looking at some of these other plays around the skill set of a Cam Young that I think can make some sense. You alluded to Gary Woodland, sixth in strokes gained off the tee amongst the last 50 rounds on the PGA Tour. You've got Victor Hovland, who I think pairs nicely with him. Another guy who's weak around the green, has some new chipping improvements that he's added to the game. If you are following him over, or following other accounts over on Twitter, where he's talking about his revamped chipping form, moving his head towards the ball, a little bit more intricate, but either way, I think there's definitely an opportunity to be buying and correlating some of these players together. Tyrrell Hatton, 13th strokes gained off the tee. Everything has me kind of gearing back towards Tyrrell Hatton this week. He's going to be a big part of what I'm doing for both DFS and for Rainmakers. I think that's going to be a definite buy for me. But let's go to the cheap end of things here as we round it out. People are always looking for the $3 and cheaper type players that can round out their lineups, or can be that guy. They can pull off what we saw last season. You saw, who was it who ended up finishing second last week behind, or last year at the US Open over at Brookline? Not Harry Higgs, but Joel Dahman. So, like, we're looking for our Joel Dahman this week. Could that be your boy Emiliano Grillo? Could it be Chris Kirk? Who are we looking at sub $3 that can maybe be that flyer we're looking for?
God, I would love for it to be Grillo. it's not EVR. You can get him off the screen. What about, like, again, down here, you're not going to find a golfer who checks all the boxes. They wouldn't be less than $3. But a guy like Patrick Rogers, who's a California guy, he's got a lot of talent, off the tee is pretty solid. You look at what he's done in some of these spots, he's flashed that ability. Can he sustain it for 72 holes? I honestly don't know. But there are those type of guys in these fields. I mean, you mentioned Grillo, a guy like Shank, who lost to him in the playoff, just got in this field. He's playing great. Runner up there, top 10, the Memorial. There are names down there. I think you want to be very, you know, careful, because you are sacrificing straight talent at this point, but it could make the difference in a field like this. You brought up Dahman. It happens every year. A couple guys come out of nowhere to contend.
Yeah. It's going to be Keith Mitchell this week. Can it be Keith Mitchell?
Like Killer Keith.
Sub $2. You talked about the strong off the tee game. He fits exactly into that mold, and it's always a question of what do you get with the putter. We've seen some spike putters this week, or in recent weeks, and the approach game's kind of been what's fallen by the wayside. And you go back to the Genesis Kikuyu grass, him being flat in terms of the approach there, finishing fifth this season, first in strokes gained putting. This is going to play more difficult than Riviera. I'm pretty confident of that, but Riviera is no cakewalk getting around there. The rough is still difficult with the Kikuyu grass. And I think you're going to maybe look at players like that that come in a little bit under the radar, sub $2. Maybe he puts on a ball striking display, doesn't even necessarily have to make putts, because avoiding that long rough, that fescue like Kikuyu, that is going to be a big part of this week.
Yeah. And again, that's just the nature and the uniqueness of what we're dealing with on a typical week. I think we know how the course is going to play. You've got your handful of players, and you know, reasonably, Scottie Scheffler's of the world, you know, they're going to, even if they don't have it, they're probably up there. This week is not that. You're going to see big names miss this cut, I'm telling you right now. And that's what makes it so fascinating for any format, from Rainmakers to traditional DFS. I think it's just fantastic.
All right, let's round out the show this way, because this is something I wanted to do with you that I haven't done with Greg yet this season. I have John Rahm. He's going to be my captain for single entry. I don't find any way around it, but I'm going to do my DraftKings VOD for tomorrow. I want to build out my single entry lineup with you. I'm going to fill out my exact lineup on this show as we're talking through it. Who should I be putting in next? Who's your second favorite golfer to be getting to that's $20 or under?
So
we're just removing Scottie Scheffler from the identical lineup for what it's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. And totally get it. There are just so many options. Is it bad if I go with Xander? I mean, nope. I just look to him and I say, it feels like obvious, but it almost feels like it really is his time. He's been so close so many times, and I just love the spot for him. I really like Xander in all formats this week.
I just bought one, $17.50 now off the board, my friends, as I click and bought that. $17.99, currently the lowest available buy that you can get in the core contest. Xander, click. Next click for me has to be Victor Hovland. I think we're seeing him start to come into his own. He's already hit the ground running on the PGA Tour. Seeing him inside of 20-1 at DraftKings Sportsbook, if you had told me coming into this season that he was going to be there in the US Open, it would not surprise me at all. I feel like his game is almost tailor-made for these kind of spots. Yeah, yep. The around the green game can be wild from time to time, but he can be so good off the tee and so good with the irons. And the putter is unbelievable here in recent weeks. I just want to kind of be riding that. I don't even think he has to gain in terms of around the green, and he'll be competitive. We saw second at the PGA Championship, first at the Memorial. Recent form, there's nobody better at the moment.
Listen, no argument. I don't like his outright odds just because I think you've sacrificed a lot of value already. It's built in, but for formats like this, you can still confidently deploy him. A guy like Tyrell Hatton, we talked about. Another game, a guy just trending upward, price is reasonable, seems to be evolving as a player each and every week. So that's, I can see the build coming together kind of as we work through it.
All right. Who's your next in for me?
Can I put in Hatton?
You can absolutely put in Hatton. I'm so here for Hatton.
I just like that spot quite a bit. Like I said, he's really filling out his game to handle more and more courses. Why not? Why isn't he in the mix this week?
Yeah, we're absolutely just clicking on him instantly here. So Tyrrell Hatton with Xander Schauffele, Victor Hovland, John Rahm. And I'll throw in your boy to round out my lineup, Max Homa. I think that this is a fun one. I think that this lineup looks really nice to me. Obviously, it's five of the elite players that we're putting together here, but I think Max Homa is primed for a big week sooner rather than later. Round it out. Give me one sub $10 player for the people on the ride home. Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Thomas.
You know, Justin Thomas I think he's a great wild card. We didn't really get to discuss him. And certainly, again, if you're not subscribed to this channel, we're going to have plenty of golf content leading you up till lock. He's fascinating. I think if you're really trying to go for it, I mean, how often do we see Justin Thomas in these type of depths? He's struggling, though.
Yeah, it's been brutal. Two late questions on the way out. Thoughts on Sergio Garcia, 280-1.
Sergio said, I want to play in the US Open. He went and qualified. He's got the off the tee game. Now he's Sergio. You know what you're getting into, but I'll be overweight on him this week. I can tell you that much.
Oh boy, that's fun stuff. And then Brooks Koepka. Again, neither of these players available in the Rainmaker streaks, but we got Ben here.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks, The only knock on Brooks is when you play him, there's an opportunity cost that you probably can't play someone else that's really good. But the guy is an absolute machine at US Opens.
No doubt about it. Thank you to Jordan Klein sitting behind the virtual glass, doing a phenomenal job here, working through the ins and outs of Rainmakers. I repeat, so many great offers. Go to DK Nation. We can throw that article, I think, in the video description box below as well here on the way out, or throw it into chat for the people. Check that out. See all of the great opportunities to make a little extra cash and kind of take down what you think it might cost to play in the rare contest. Get that $20 in DK dollars. Spend $10 on any individual card, which I just did. Hey, I have a booster pack coming to me on Sunday. So for the low price of $10, you're going to get yourself a $10 booster immediately for the PGA Streets. Ben, any final words for the people as we get out of here?
No, as always, appreciate you guys hopping in. If you have questions, because I know it's a crazy week, at Eric Lindquist, at Jazz Raz DFS, we're on Twitter, we're hanging out. You can find us all across the Stochastic platform. So just appreciate you guys. It's going to be a fun week. Can't wait to see this golf.
Twitter Spaces on Wednesday, yep. PGA Live before lock. Ben Raza, Jeff Ulrich coming up for you Wednesday night, per usual, the staple here of the golf content here at Stochastic. And then, of course, I'll be doing a Rainmakers VOD, PGA DFS first look coming up here in an hour or so. I'll be recording that, and PGA Lindy's. You can check that out over at the Odd Shopper Golf Channel. For Ben, I'm Eric Lindquist. We'll see you guys later.
We all know a guy who only occasionally shaves for big occasions, and it's because that occasional shave really hurts. It's the time of year for big occasions, and yet there he is, suffering with that cheap drugstore razor. Let's help him out. Henson Shaving's line of razors, built with aerospace precision, deliver a smooth shave your dad, brother, and even son can enjoy, eventually. With replacement blades just 10 cents each, you'll buy it once and they'll use it for life. How's that for the perfect gift? Celebrate with 100 free blades on your first purchase, and no subscription headaches. HensonShaving.com/holiday.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.